Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. What a morning. What a fabulous morning. We're getting up. It is, you know, Chinese New Year. We're going to have fun this weekend. Last night was a whole lot of fun, too, but we're looking forward to the whole weekend long. And, of course, a little bit of golf. Our tee times are coming up. I woke up just a little bit late this morning, so I'm just playing catch-up. So what do we've got going on? We've got Luke Kerdinane calling in, golf instructor. He's a play editor for Golf Digest. So he's going to give us some tips before we get out on the course. Chris Noda is joining us, executive director of First Tee Hawaii. And three young men are with him to talk to us about HSJGA, among other things. Renee Ewan, Chaminade University head men's golf coach. She's with us as well, going up from the steps you take through Hawaii Junior Golf Association then into collegiate golf. And Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, author, Less Torrid Tales, a radio talk show host. He's taken us to Ireland, or actually he's in Ireland, and we'll be, yeah, having a good time with Michael Patrick Shields, always is. All right, thank you for your mana, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, it's really interesting trying to come to grips with the fact that it's winter. You know, it's winter. We had a winter storm, so to speak, when we had all that rain and the wind and it was cold. Well, that's kind of what winter's all about in Hawaii. We got lucky several years, but we've got a mostly sunny day to look forward to, according to the National Weather Service. Breezy conditions continue. Windward and Mauka areas, scattered showers in the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon. Then on the leeward sides, a little bit of rain as well. The high today, about 81, 76 to 81. Easterlies are 15 to 25 miles per hour. And tonight, we'll have another kind of partly cloudy day, breezy, windward and Mauka sections, scattered showers through the night. The low, 66 to 71. The winds are out of the east, 15 to 25 miles per hour. That's holding steady, looks like, for quite some time. Looking into what is Sunday, tomorrow, windy, partly cloudy, And that's then on Kauai, scattered showers during the day. A lot of showers at night, so we're going to get a lot more rain still. That's winter. Oahu and Maui County, scattered showers, high 76 to 81, lows 65 to 70. The easterly winds and 15 to 30 miles per hour, gusts up to 50. So we need the dial-in number for Michael Patrick Shields, because apparently I have given him the wrong number. He's way over there in Ireland. And, you know, there's this fabulous photo that he sent me. And it looks just like Sea Life Parkside of Oahu. And you're looking out at the ocean. And there's like a little tiny island in the middle of... It's like a flat island, you know. There's a couple of flat islands. But and he's... I'm just... amazed at all the travel he does. So Michael Patrick Shields, I apologize. And he's at the Jameson Golf Links in Port Marnock Resort on the first tee. And now we're having a hard time getting through to him. That it's, you know, it is what it is. He's in Ireland. We're in Hawaii. But we're all islands. So it's got to work. All right. So we've got, okay. It looks like we've got the call-in number heading over there, and that's a great. So let me give you the show rundown just a little bit, see if we can get everything together. Today, the first tee, Hawaii. What's first tee? That's one of the, what do you mean first tee? Yeah, we go to the first tee and we hit the ball and there we go. But this is for all ages and all skills. Seriously. There's a scratch club on course at multiple locations. There's the first tee for the Hawaii Junior Golf Path, HSJGA. This year, we've got the season opening, 9 locations operating with new schools. So lots going on. Just keep it tuned in and we'll keep you up to date. And I thought we had the number going to Michael Patrick Shields in an orderly fashion. Okay, he's on five. He's at 5 o'clock Irish time, and we are here at 7:07 Hawaii time. And I'm going to get into a commercial break. I apologize for the disorder, but that just happens sometimes, right? Rain, wind, a little disorder in the studio. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a 9. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, we're having some difficulties getting through to Ireland, and we've got a really cool lineup this morning. Renee Ewan from Chaminade, the men's golf team. She's the head coach there. She'll be with us. And Luke is calling in, Kurdinen from way on the other side of the United States, you know, the Atlantic Ocean side. He'll be checking in with us. I'm looking forward to some of his lessons. And so with Michael Patrick Shields in Ireland, and we're having such a difficult time making the connection. I love this, silencing the doubters. So I grabbed the page, Golf's Life Lessons, 55 inspirational tales about Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan, Bobby Jones. Yeah, why isn't he in here listed? Tom Watson. And the silencing the doubters. Here's a quote. I never thought his short game was very good. Of course, he hit so many damn greens. It didn't make any difference. That was Tom Watson on Jack Nicklaus in Golf Digest magazine way back in, 83. So to win the things he's won, build the golf courses around the world, be a daddy to all of those kids, and be a hell of an investor, too, it's phenomenal. Hey, stick a broom in his rear, and he could probably... Yeah, sweep the USA. So I apologize if I've offended anyone. I was just reading cold. Jackie Burke wrote on Jack Nicklaus Golf Magazine in 1981, one morning before the 1986 Masters at Augusta, Georgia, 46-year-old Jack Nicklaus noticed a newspaper clipping on the fridge door of his family's rented house. The story from the Atlantic Constitution, which had been stuck on the fridge, by the way, by a friend, and among other things, that Nicklaus was done. He was done. The washed up, finished, done. The implication was clear that the 17-time major winner had no business taking a spot from some young, I'll call him a whippersnapper, in the coveted Masters field. So as Nicklaus later recalled, it made me stew for a while. But in the end, I thought that maybe the writer, Tom McAllister, has a point. He had then set about proving McAllister wrong. You know, this is so much fun. History was against Nicklaus. He had won 5 previous Masters tournaments, but his most recent victory had been in 1975, 11 years earlier, when he was... fitter, stronger, it had been 6 years since then. Equally telling, of course, it had been 2 years since Nicklaus had won an event on the U.S. Tour. Oh, my. You know, that'll do it to you. The Memorial Tournament in 1984. In 1985, he'd only managed a 44th placing on the money list. Are we all remembering this? We probably don't want to. His best results having been a tie for second in the Canadian Open, another second in the Greater Milwaukee Open. Well, the first few months of 1986 didn't point to a change of fortune. After missing cuts at Pebble Beach, the Honda, and the Tournament Players Championship, he withdrew at New Orleans because of his mother-in-law's death. He tied for 39th. Remember in Hawaii, 39th, came 47th at Doral, 16th at Phoenix, and here, surely, was a golfer making time before joining the senior PGA circuit. Nicklaus's first three rounds at the 1986 Masters, 74, 71, 69, while solid, didn't suggest anything extraordinary. With a round to go, he lay in ninth position, 4 shots behind leader Greg Norman. Ahead of him were other golfing luminaries. Nick Price shot 63 in the third round. Bernard Langer, Seve Ballesteros, Tom Kite, Tom Watson. Nicklaus's first nine holes of the final round, April 13th, again, produced nothing spectacular. I am so sorry. With eight straight pars and a birdie on nine. But the old saying that the Masters doesn't start until the back nine on the final day was never truer than on that day. In two urgent hours, Nicklaus shot birdie, birdie, bogey, birdie, par, eagle, birdie, birdie, par. A back nine of 30 gave him a 65 and a one-shot victory over Tom Kite and Greg Norman. The roars, they could be heard in downtown Augusta. It was the lowest final round for a win at the Masters since Gary Player shot 64 in 1978. Nicklaus became the oldest winner of the tournament. Tom McAllister at the Atlanta Constitution ate humble pie for weeks because of that. All right, we're going to see if we can't get some guests on. Renee Ewan should be standing by. We're checking on the phone line as well. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458, and have more fun playing golf.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right. This is it. Here we are. We've got so many beautiful golf courses waiting for you to play a round of golf. And unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties we're having, but we're getting our phone lines straightened out. A volcano, it's a wonderful place, you know, and if the volcano is erupting, then when you're right across from it, and it's not dangerous, it's just spectacular. So if you get a chance, give them a call, Volcano Golf Club, and see what's going on. Their number is 808-317-4745. Give them a jingle. Makalei, I don't have their tee times either because we're getting everything sorted out. Difficult phone lines this morning. 808-325-6625. That's Makalei on the Big Island, 808-325-6625. There's a communication coming in. Lanai, Manele Bay, it's beautiful, okay? I mean, all of our golf courses are beautiful. They just have different beauty. You know, it's wonderful. So Manele, it's 808-565-4000. Hokuala Ocean Club, The number there, if you need it, is 808-241-6000. On Kauai at Poipu, we've got a tea time. Indeed, we do. Unfortunately, I don't have it for you, so I have to give you the number to call. It's 808-742-8711. Kiahuna, also on Kauai, just like Puakea, Kauai Lagoons. Oh, we've just had such a wonderful lineup. Kiahuna, there's a tea time open. I just know it. I can, but I can't call. It's 808-742-9595. 808-742-9595. Okay, Nani's just rescued me. I'm trying to see if I can read all these wonderful tea times. All right, here we go. All right, we're back to the Big Island. Makalei, there is an 846, a 910, and an 1109, or is that an 8? I think that's an 8. Thank you. Executive producer getting back there. And yes, I understand it's on my phone too, but I can't scroll right now. Kauai, Poipu, we have a beautiful, beautiful day. It's 910 and 1126. It being the tea times that are available at Poipu. At Kiahuni, movies, the movies crew, the movie crew is on, so movies, that's over at Kiahuna. What a morning. This is, what a morning. All right, and now we're going to go over to Oahu, and we're going to enjoy the beautiful, is it Kapolei? No, we don't have tea times, but we have a lot of tea times. Pearl at Kalauau, there's an 8:32, a 10 o'clock, and an 11:05. We also have at Hawaii Kai, yes, Hawaii Kai, 9 o'clock and a 10:40. We've also got at Turtle Bay, we're not able to give away these tea times, but we can tell you what they are. Turtle Bay, fabulous, right on the point. The wind is whipping. It's a challenge. I'm not sure if it's whipping, but it's a fabulous place to play golf. Turtle Bay, okay, 9:50 and 9:48. And next week, Saturday, you can call me and tell me if I'm wrong. That would be a fun show, actually. Ko'olina, you, let's see now. I think they're not playing. They're not on the, so I can't read that particular message. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 9:16, 10:30, and 11:02. We also have Eva Beach Golf Course. Eva Beach, lovely. 10:48, 11:32, and 1 o'clock. Don't worry. If you're driving down to Eva Beach Golf Course, you know, don't worry about it. It feels like you're getting lost. Just follow the road, okay? And you're not lost. You'll get there just fine. I know it's a weird feeling. Been there, done that. Back to Maui we go. And Wailea on the golf course? No, don't have. But for the gold course, we have an 8:52 and an 11 o'clock. The Emerald Course, there's a 9:18 and a 10:10. And let's go over to Maui Nui. Maui Nui has a 9:08 and an 11:48. Now, it's actually very strange that no one can reach us because we can see the phone ringing when we dial it from our phones. So this is all very strange. If you have something you'd like to bring up or you'd like to ask me a question, you know, give us a call. Our number is 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. So you can, you know, give me a call. I'm not sure I can help you with anything with your game. We've got some really great people coming on later on who probably can. And we've also got some very great people who are going to be on to talk about First Tee. That's for kids just getting into the game. And it's so good for children. Oh, here she goes. Yeah, they learn so much. Imagine there's 20 kids, 20 young kids, 20 juniors, little people. And there's, you know, they learn orders so fast because they want to get their turn to the ball, to hit the ball. That's what they want to do. They just want to hit the ball. So all of this stuff teaches them order, being not jostling about, not hurting somebody. You know, it's just a really, really, really good program. So we are going to take a break, and we're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own scores so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458 and have more fun playing golf.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
In case you're having one of those days, you know, one of these days, and you're going to go on the golf course, just take this with you because I think it'll be helpful. It's being helpful right now for me because it hasn't exactly been the easiest 30 minutes. We just are having so many difficulties with the phone situation. Unfortunately, we were not able to connect with Michael Patrick Shields, which would have been a fabulous. He's in Ireland, and it just would have been a fabulous kind of juxtaposition of the way we look from, let's say, Sea Life Park, and you're looking toward Maui, and there's so many similarities between that vision that I have in my mind and the one that he showed me in a photograph. It's just wonderful. But here, I have a thought for you from Johnny Miller, Golf Magazine, 1982. I had a stretch there for a few years where I played some golf that bordered on the twilight zone. I can remember that I was getting upset that I had to putt. just in case you're having one of those days, don't worry about it. You know, it's going to be okay. We're all going to get through it. So that's just Johnny Miller. I had a stretch there for a few years where I played some golf that bordered on the twilight zone. I can remember that I was getting upset, having to putt. Oh, we have someone coming through the phone lines. Yay, shall we all celebrate? Yes, because Renee Ewan, head coach, Chaminade men's golf team, welcome into the clubhouse, Renee.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you planning to play some golf today?
I am planning to meet my team to practice with them today.
Oh, all right. Now let's get back down to it because, a lot of folks think of you in addition, you're a trial attorney, private practice,
yes.
Right? Litigator, member of the Hawaii State Bar Association, Alliance of Women's Coaches. And there we change it overall because 2024 to 2025 season marks the 12th year for Renee Ewan as head coach for the Chaminade men's golf team. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. And now how many young men do you work with?
I work with 8 right now.
Okay.
The team normally will carry anywhere from 7 to 12 players. That's a standard team size.
Right. Okay. And how do you find out when a child, I'm going to just say child, don't, no offense. if you're 14, I apologize. If you've been going through all of the steps that, first tee program and all of the steps, and now you want to go to college golf, what's the best way to go about this?
Well, I think that the young people's programs, like you said, first tee, they're great for a young person to learn to play, to be introduced to golf. But a lot of people growing up, young people growing up, have sports that they start to get very involved with, and they start to get very specialized at a high school age. I wanted to talk about the benefits of college sports.
Yeah.
First of all, I think that the sports allow a person to develop discipline, cooperation, leadership during college years. So it's really a plus to play sports, athletics in a team setting. I think that the other real benefit nowadays and why you see a lot of people trying to get involved in one sport is athletic scholarships. With the cost of school being so high, this is one way that a young person can help their parents, help themselves finance an education.
Okay. Now, there's so much in that. What you've just said, going through the process of finding who is doing what, how do I get in, How do I get into First Tee? How do I reach you? How do I reach someone to tell me what's the best path for my child to get into a collegiate golf experience? Can you give us a little bit of information about...
Yes. Overall, the NCAA represents the governing body in America for sports at the collegiate level. They divide the schools into different competition levels. You have D1 schools, D2 schools, D3 schools, NAIA schools, and junior colleges. Most of the young people, by the time they hit high school, are just very adept at internet searching.
Uh-huh.
And they do a lot of searching of different schools. You can look up on a school's website what the athletic program is like, what level they are, what they play, the education requirements. So I have been getting a lot of emails over time, and recently a lot more on the D2 level. So I think that it's incumbent upon anybody who's interested in a sport to start searching early what different schools offer, what levels the different schools are at. And that way they can find something that might meet their requirements, what they want. They reach out to the coach, and the coaches will get back to the different players. But recruiting is a very intensive time period. And I know that young people spend a lot of time searching and looking for what they want nowadays.
Oh, good. Well, that's, you know, thank you to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it so much easier. When you talk about D2 schools, tell us, are there locally any? Would they have to go to the mainland? A lot of folks don't really want to send
them. Chaminade is a private Marianist institution. We have athletics on the D2 level. And D2 is very competitive. With respect to golf, I think you often find a fine line between D1 and D2 schools. There are other D2 schools. Hawaii Pacific University is a D2 school, and University of Hawaii in Hilo is a D2 school. We are all part of the PacWest Conference. University of Hawaii is a D1 school. But I wanted to say to anybody listening who is interested in playing golf locally, you don't have to go to the mainland to get a good education and competition. Right now, we play 7 tournaments, many of them on the mainland, and golf has both a fall and a spring season, so it's year-long. And Chaminade, we have instituted what we call a special Hawaii Guarantee Scholarship. So if you are a local high school graduate, a local high school graduate can apply for and get the special Chaminade tuition rate, which matches the University of Hawaii rate.
Wow.
So you would have an excellent private education for under $12,000 a year.
That's fabulous. That is fabulous. Is it possible to apply for assistance?
Yes. That Chaminade has, in addition to this, for someone who is from the mainland who doesn't qualify for the local tuition rate, they have scholarships academically based. So if you have a good GPA, a 4.0 GPA, you can receive as much as $20,000 a year for each of your years in college.
That's fabulous. So much is being done to help student-athletes succeed, and I'm finding it really refreshing. I mean, I went through McKinley High School, you know, and then and went through, you know, 5 years of because I wanted to do some extra work in journalism, and it was wonderful. But it at the same time, there were still some things missing. That was a long time ago. When I think of my graduation date, I will not tell you. But it's changing, and it's really good to see when I go on campus. And I just happen to have a young whippersnapper who is at KCC and succeeding very well. And I really like how we have our different layers so that kids that may be intimidated by a large campus, you know, not knowing exactly where to go. Everything's so organized in all the other levels. Then you go to college and where am I going now? I'm going two blocks down there to get to my next class and I better run. I didn't organize myself very well. You learn all this stuff. It's kind of like learning golf. You learn. So it's just really nice to hear from you, Renee Ewan, the head coach, Chaminade men's golf team. Is there a women's golf team?
We don't have a women's golf team, but the other schools do.
Yeah. Well, you're working hard already.
Yes.
Okay. So when you are going into your, your teams are really quite amazing academically, because in addition to, of course, playing golf and practicing golf and taking golf instruction, all of those things take up time, but you also have to be a student athlete. So you work really hard at that. Do they have extra help? Is there a way for a student athlete to get assistance?
Yes. Now, basically, one of the values of being a student athlete is we emphasize school above all. And the NCAA will, for the D2 level and D1 level, they require student athletes to maintain what they call progress towards a degree. So you have to have not only a certain number of classes you're taking, but you need to have at least a 2.0 GPA. And if a player, say on my team, needs assistance, the school offers help through advisors, counselors, and student tutors. So coaches do have to be aware of the progress that their students are making academically. But let me just say that the one thing that's nice about being a student athlete, well, not necessarily nice, okay, but it forces, I think, young people to learn time management.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to remember, a lot of these students, if they're not from Hawaii, are away from home for the first time at 17, 18, 19 years old. And I think one of the hardest things that a young person has to learn at that time age is time management, taking care of themselves, taking care of their schoolwork, and then also competing at the sports.
That's a lot. It takes up all your time. Absolutely. I was just looking. You're a Punahou graduate, got your bachelor's degree from Smith College, law degree from USC. Those are challenging schools.
Yes. And that's why I think I encourage my players to really take their work seriously. I think sports is a good way to get into business. And a lot of my players are business majors. The reason why I say that is the trend in recent years has been to have people who are athletes enter sports programs, sports management programs. I'm an LPGA member, and I had to go through a program to attain that membership status.
Yeah.
But a lot of undergraduate schools, like Chaminade, are offering programs in sports and event management because there are jobs out there for athletes in the area of sports that didn't previously exist. And I recently went to a USC law alumni function locally and learned that USC now has a very major sports and entertainment center. So for someone who's interested in sports, combine it with your business major graduate and you can continue to play sports or get involved in the business end of sports.
Yeah.
The doors are open right yeah. now.
And even if you go, let's say, into some other field, always having the golf connection is really good for business. That's something that I always
yes.
talk about, you know. All right. And congratulations. The Silver Swords, that's the team's name. Silver Swords, of course, from Chaminade,
yes.
finished the 2023-2024 campaign on a very high note, won the 2024 PGA Works Division II Collegiate Championship at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Verde, Florida, bringing home the university's first national title in any sport. That's fantastic.
We were really proud of that. And I would love to, I'm so happy you mentioned it. PGA Works is a major national tournament sponsored by PGA of America that promotes a national competition for minority-serving institutions. And it was originally promoted to serve the historically black institutions, but it also includes the Asian-serving, Pacific Island-serving institutions like Chaminade. And when I learned about this through one of my conferences, I wanted to take my team there, but I didn't feel we were ready. But in that year, I finally felt we were ready. I applied. We were accepted. And we went to Sawgrass, which is an incredible facility, and ended up winning by one stroke.
Hey, a stroke's a stroke.
Exactly, yes. You know that as a golfer. Everyone counts. Every stroke counts.
Every stroke counts, no doubt about it. So do you travel with the team often or on occasion?
Yes.
Yes.
So at the D2 level, golf is a very interesting sport because we basically play year-round. We have a fall schedule and a spring schedule. The spring is the championship season, which ends up with your conference championships. But we have to be a D2 sport, play at least 7 tournaments during the year. So that's why it's spread into 2 seasons. And we end up taking about 4 trips. Sometimes we combine the 2 trips. Like, we're going in the first week of March to Northern California, and we'll play 2 tournaments. So that's, I'd say, a benefit. While it's very stressful because you're in competition, it's also excellent to travel as a group and a team, and that's something nice that an athlete has.
Yeah, it's a bonding, too. You become more, even more one than you were before. It's like going out on a camping trip with your friends.
Yes.
All of a sudden.
And what's very interesting is nowadays with Airbnb, if I can find a large enough house, then we'll stay at a home. So one of the questions I ask all my recruits is, what can you cook?
Assuming they can. Are you
well, if they can't, that's something they also have to learn during their college levels, how to take care of themselves.
Oh, is there really a class in that?
No. I'm saying that's what they have to learn how to. One of the things they have to learn in terms of time management is they also need to get meals.
Yes.
So if you live off campus, that's something you have to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, scheduling your classes, it's murder on your first time around when you're going to get your class schedule. And, of course, you're running from table to table to begin with, and you're not sure exactly how far anything is from the other thing. And pretty soon, you know, if you're not careful, you're going to be jogging your entire semester,
right,
carrying everything. Oh, it's a pleasure talking with you. Is there something you wanted to mention that I didn't give you a chance to?
No, I think we've covered all. of the points, the benefits of college golf, the NCAA requirements very briefly. And NCAA has a website, so if anybody is interested in playing college golf, they really should use the internet. And they'll outline on the internet the NCAA eligibility requirements. And each school will usually tell you a little bit about how to reach the coach, what are the GPA requirements from high school. And I think I would urge all local students in high school to think about sports and athletics as something that they should pursue.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, not only is it, you know, it's good for the body, it's good for the brain. It's an important part that sometimes, you know, you're sitting and you're studying so much, you don't think about the fact that your knees are now hurting. Oh, yes. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us. Renee Ewan, Chaminade University head men's golf coach. Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and I think we're going to be talking with our next guest, and it's going to be about going from the, you know, young kids into high school, not quite leaping into college. All right, we're going to get it all sorted out now. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458 and have more fun playing golf.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome into the clubhouse. Boy, do we have a team. We have it's like having do we have somebody calling in? Possibly. But I think we have three young men who are standing by and they've been waiting, and they've been so good. And I'm going to ask them all to introduce themselves because, of course, I'm not sure I'll be able to hear everything. All right, first off, my name is Danielle, and who am I? Do I have the pleasure of bringing into the clubhouse this morning?
This is Jared Yim. I'm a program manager for First Tee Hawaii and helping with HSJGA.
Awesome. And is Joy Ruggiero there?
Hi, Danielle. Joy... Thanks for having us.
Joy's there. Okay. Joy, are you on the conference line or are you on the phone line? Do you know?
I'm on the conference line.
Excellent. Okay. We should have, I think, three people on the conference, but I'm not absolutely sure. Is it two people on the conference line?
I believe I'm on the phone line.
Connor.
Okay.
This is Connor. I believe I'm on the conference line.
Okay. And okay. Just a second. I'm missing you in my list. And then do we have our head guy? Are you there? It's been one of those days. You just got to give me a break today, guys. Hello? Have I lost everyone? Who's our fearless leader?
Hi, Danielle. It's Joy. Okay. I'm coming to save you.
Thank you, fearless
leader. We would love to talk with you about the First Tee program and how that pathway leads to HSJGA and beyond.
Wonderful. That is exactly, that's the First Tee Hawaii. What is, I mean, people are like, First Tee? Yeah, I know where the First Tee is. I play golf. What is the First Tee, Joy?
You know, the First Tee is a youth organization. We teach life skills through the game of golf. So we recruit volunteer coaches from across, you know, across our community to support this program and impart the wisdom that is inherent in the game of golf. Virtues like patience, as you mentioned earlier, you know, being able to wait your turn and show courtesy on the golf course. These are things that we're very proud that we're able to instill in a way that is fun and accessible for everyone.
Oh, I love it. You know, that's the wonderful thing about seeing a First Tee group at a golf course is in the very, very beginning of their experience in golf, everything is like muddled. Everything is kind of hard to figure out what's going on because everybody's like churning. There all this movement, and then a week or two later, all of a sudden there's organization, and it's wow! Look at them now. You know, they all know their place. They're all ready to go. You know, they may be talking, but not loudly. You know that it really does teach so much to young people. And I think parents are missing out if they don't get their kids into a First Tee program. It's really wonderful. How do parents get kids into a First Tee program?
Well, with that, Danielle, you're absolutely right. I'm going to let Jared Yim, our program manager for Oahu, answer that.
Excellent.
Because we do have some really exciting new programs that are starting this week. So, and Jared is actually a former teacher, so he has so much experience with young kids and especially being an avid golfer himself. So, Jared, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what's coming up and how people can get started?
Absolutely. So, we are on all the islands. I think we have 9 locations operating, and we do have an in-school program as well. But coming up this week, we are doing a new program that we started out last year with, and it's just really flourished. So we're taking us to Mililani Golf Club. It's called our Scratch Club.
Cool.
And it's meant for our golfers that have been in First Tee that are kind of ready for that next step. We actually get on the golf course. We'll play through a few holes. We actually have a new it's a little bit more organized. We have testing, so to speak. that, you know, as the players improve, they get challenged with something new. It's going to be a really good time. We're going to be at Nolani Golf Club on Mondays, starting this Monday, this coming Monday.
If I just show up with my child, is that okay, or do I have to register?
We do need you to register. So if you go to firsttheehawaii.org, and in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see Register My Child. And then if you have questions, besides visiting our website or emailing us, if you see a First Tee class going on, talk to that coach that's leading that program before or after class. We're all love talking about what this program does for our juniors, not just in the golf sense, but also in the life skill sense that Joy was talking about earlier.
Yeah, it's such a cool, it's something for life. You know, and I mean, like, in from, you know, by the time you can hold a club till the time you can't hold a club anymore, you know, that's golf is with you all the way through. And I don't, you know, a lot of people don't have their favorite sport, but this one is just something that, you know, you can't always throw a baseball or a football. You know, you can't necessarily kick a soccer ball. After a while, the leg says, forget about it. But in golf, there's just ways around where you can swing that club. It doesn't have to be a huge, magnificent golf swing. I've seen a very strange golf swings accomplish really cool numbers. So firsttheehawaii.org, that's where you go to find out more about First Tee Hawaii and to get your child registered. So let's get into this Scratch Club. On course, multiple locations. How do I get into the Scratch Club?
For the parents, we just say, you know, talk to myself or talk to a coach and see if your kid is ready. You know, it can be intimidating because it is more of an on-course class versus our normal classes,
okay,
where it's a little bit more station-based and game-based to get the life skills. Scratch Club is, you know, where learning a lot of the golf etiquette on top of some of those life skills that we do teach in First Tee. So having that conversation with the coach, if there's any kind of questioning like that, is definitely the first step. And then if you're able to, take your kid yourself on the golf course, depending on, you know, where you live or what you're available to do, and see, you know, can they handle playing a hole from different yardages or getting out and just seeing what they can do, because kids are amazing and they can do a lot more than a lot of people give them credit for, myself included.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu. That is, but by the same token, what you said is very important for a youngster that may not feel confident or want to stand up in front of a bunch of people, you know, and may not have accomplished some of the skills that they see other people doing, other kids there. And so that kind of is a little intimidating. Do you have different layers, levels of skill or age?
Yeah. For Scratch Club specifically, like I said, we are in that little bit more intermediate, the player that has been golfing for a while. But First Tee Hawaii encompasses all levels of golfers. So we go from beginners, the very first time holding their golf clubs, you know, we really just want to try this thing out, to 17-year-olds and, you know, I have some pretty advanced players in my Scratch Club classes or
cool,
my older group classes. And that's the beauty of First Tee, too, is we kind of group within an age group so that kids are learning with their peers. But we also try to adjust skill levels so that, you know, the higher skill players are getting a lot more challenges that, you know, they can handle.
Yeah. So this 2026 season, you have 9 locations with new schools. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So we have 9 locations that we call them their green grass facilities. They're at the golf course. But we also have some programming within public schools here in Hawaii. Is kind of part of our First Tee junior golf pathway. We really start in the school with a PE class.
Cool.
They get kind of that taste of it first, and that leads them into the locations and the facilities, the golf courses.
That's very cool because, see, they're in their school where they're already comfortable. So their yep. their environment is, you know, something that they know. So they don't have – it's not like, oh, gosh, I'm in this brand-new place and I don't know it. So that's great. So you have the 9 locations. Can you give us an idea of what those are?
On Oahu, we have the Walter J. Nagorski Golf Course on Fort Shafter. Again, that can be a little intimidating because it is on a military base, but we do help with base access for the golf course.
Oh, and it's so cool, too.
We have a little bit with Mililani Golf Course. That's primarily our scratch club right now, and hopefully we'll get more programming going there. Maui, we have the Dunes and Maui Lani.
Yes.
We have Wailea.
Yes.
We have Iahuna. I'm just kind of naming them off the top of my
head
now.
Sure, of course. I put you on the spot. I apologize.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
And so,
but we're all over the place.
Yeah. And we can go to firsttheehawaii.org online and get a whole bunch of information there, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Absolutely. Excellent. So, now, is your HSJGA operations manager, Connor Weber, there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. So as the transition goes, you know, from First Tee, after you've done First Tee, you're ready for HSJGA. Can you tell us about it, the transition?
Yes, of course. I'd like to start with our membership is now open for HSJGA. And that is something that is great for someone who's just getting out of First Tee or has a little golf experience. We provide a gin number, we give you bag tags, and you get access to all of our tournaments. And our tournaments are great ways to start getting into competitive golf for players who want to go to college and play golf, for players who want to learn, you know, tournament golf for competitive reasons. All the above, they're just so great for young people and really help them take that next step into their competitive golf journey.
Excellent. Yes. So HSJGA Operations Manager, Connor Weber, you are an associate PGA, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Oh, tell us all the things you do.
Well, I try to do a little bit of everything. So I help with First Tee classes. I'm an associate PGA member, so I'm working towards my PGA membership, and my main function is to help run the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association tournaments.
Fabulous. But you're going toward, working on these different levels. Is there a job you have to go to? Just a regular one, you know?
No, this is it. This is what I get a college job, so it's great.
That's wonderful.
But yeah, going back to how do we transition First Tee players into Hawaii State Junior Golf Association?
Yes.
We actually have some new initiatives this year that we're hoping will help those players looking to get into tournament golf be able to start out.
Excellent. So how can you give us an idea of how that works?
I'd love to. We have an actual new member tournament fee waiver. And so if you're a member of another Hawaii Golf Association or a class like First Tee, once you purchase your membership with the Hawaii State Junior Golf, we're going to allow you to play in that first tournament for free. Just to kind of take the burden of cost off of getting into competitive golf tournaments. And
nice.
We also have a new 9-hole flight, which is for players looking to get into the competitive environment, but on a little bit smaller of a scale. And so that would be for our players 12 and under who are new to tournament golf, and those will be in our first 4 tournaments of the year.
Fabulous. So you're really thinking for everybody, all ages, all skill levels.
Yes, of course. At First Tee and HSJGA, we really try to hit all the golfers along the pathway and so that we can help at all skill levels.
You know, I was going down, I have this lovely information sheet, and volunteering. HSJGA events rely on volunteers. So how do we get in touch with you folks? I've got a First Tee contact, but how do I get in touch with HSJGA?
Well, our website, hsjga.org, we have a volunteer intake form, and we're always looking for
new volunteers to help us out. These are sometimes really big events, and we really rely on volunteers to be able to help us out with scoring, rules, pace of play, and just providing even food and beverage to players. So there's a volunteer intake form on hsjga.org, and you can also email info@hsjga.org if you want to get involved in any other way.
Excellent. Thank you. And then I was like, wow, scholarships. HSJGA awarded over 40,000 in college scholarships in 2025. I had no idea.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we are most proud of. Our mission is developing young leaders one swing at a time. And so we're very proud that we are able to offer college scholarships to our alumni. They're available to current and past HSJGA members. They're renewable, so you can apply it each year you are in college. And they're focused on who they are in terms of leadership, character, and community impact, not just golf performance. And I'd like to mention that those for the upcoming year close on April 24th. So make sure to get your applications in.
Okay.
A lot of great work that we have some people doing.
And that's, it goes fast. It's almost March.
That's right.
We're marching along here. Okay. Now, what is the 2026 Spring Classic Series upcoming on all four islands? I'm just reading from my notes here. The Spring Classic Series, yes.
Our first four tournaments of the year, and they're 14 and under. They span from March to April. We have one on each island, Kauai, Oahu, Hawaii Island, and Maui. And our first one's going to be on Kauai at Wailua. March 14th and 15th. And those are kind of our more introductory events. Like I said, 14 under. We'll also have our new 9-hole flight there if you're trying to play in a tournament for the first time. And these events are really just about getting into competitive golf and building confidence in playing in a tournament setting.
Okay. So competitive golf is, we're not just playing around. We're trying to win this thing.
Yeah, and it can be really scary at times, but that's what we at the HSJ hope to combat, and that it is really, really a fun game. And with the 9-hole flight and the spring series, it's not as intimidating as it is made out to be. They're a lot of fun. We've got a bunch of fun prizes and food, and it's a great time.
Yeah. And for somebody who's kind of shy, and not really accustomed to group settings, do you have somebody who kind of watches out for someone who's, not that socially adept? Because it can be intimidating if you're just coming into a group of, 15 people, young people my age, but they all seem to know each other and I don't know anybody.
Yes, of course. I mean, that's one of the great things is we have a lot of contact with the new players, but I'd also like to just the advanced players are often the greatest teachers, and it's so great when you get to watch and more experienced seasoned player. They always help out the new players, and that's kind of how we bring more players into this game, and they all work really well together, and I think that's one of the most powerful impacts of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association tournaments.
Well, on that note, you are absolutely wonderful, and I thank you so much. You're welcome inside the clubhouse anytime you want to promote a tournament that's coming up or what you got, some whatever it is, something new. Joey Ruggiero, Jared Yim, Connor Weber, thank you so much for walking us through everything, and we'll talk again.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha. And we're going to come back because Luke, I'm just going to stop at Luke because Luke's got to teach me how to pronounce his name right after this. He's with Golf Digest. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Yeah. Boys and girls, learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And let's bring him in. Golf Digest's Luke Kerdeman. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correct. Tell me if I am.
Don't worry, it was close enough, Danielle. I've heard it pronounced much worse.
Oh, you've got to tell us what the correct pronunciation is.
It's by the book, it's Kerdeman. So, like, kind of, yeah, I don't know what it, the problem is, it doesn't sound like anything. So that's kind of the problem we deal with my name.
Are you from, where's your family from?
So my mom's American, but I grew up in England until, you know, all through high school, basically. My dad's very English, so, yeah, but then the name's like half English, half Irish, so
yes.
Yeah, it's a muddle of
yes,
a bunch
yes.
of stuff.
I was wondering when the Irish would come in there. I knew it had to be in there somewhere. How fabulous. I had the summer of 69. Sorry, I'm dating myself, but way back when, and it was London, and it was, you know, 69 was kind of an incredible year. It just because we all seemed to be growing up really fast. Becoming part of the, you know, the big world. And it was a wonderful city to be in. It was so safe and so comfortable. And my aunt was always terribly frightened. She lived in London. Oh, you know, that because there's that half of the family that's English and there's the other half that's Swiss. And so I spent the summer there. Wonderful place to be. So, yeah. So good to have you inside the clubhouse. Thank you so much. I understand you are a teacher of golf in addition to a writer.
You know, some people come to me for advice. I'm not a coach by trade. Obviously, I'm a journalist with Golf Digest. But, you know, I cover the game. I cover the game improvement side. And so, you know, I naturally get a lot of people coming to advice, which is, you know, I do a poor imitation of a coach sometimes, but I try my best.
When you say game improvement, that always floors me. I like game improvement. Can you define that area?
Yeah, you know, it's basically like, I always say it's all the nerdy stuff, right? It's like most of the people who follow golf are players of the game. You know, they pay attention to the PGA Tour, but really they're out there for their own sake. So it's all the things that can help them just do the thing that they love a little better. So, you know, that can go from how to practice better, how to eat better. It's a why, how to obviously swing the golf club better, how to strategize your way around the course to play with what you have. So it's a big, broad tent, but it's really kind of what it says on the tin, like anything that can help you just shoot a lower score, whatever level you may be.
That's marvelous. I like that. And it's interesting how, do you do in-person group setting kind of instruction?
Most of the instruction I do is like kind of writing about it via Golf Digest, okay. talking to other coaches too, highlighting their ideas, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Golf Digest does do some great events, though, where they host, you know, the number one teacher in America, like Mark Blackburn and the legendary Butch Harmon and all that. So
ooh, wow.
they'll actually have students in.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, because you have this, I'm just, you know, it's just that English thing. It's that UK thing, your voice, you know, you have that accent. So it's automatically draws everybody's attention. Everybody's like listening. And that's the part about, you know, getting into people are sometimes uncomfortable when they've got a club in their hand and they're around a bunch of people. It's but with you standing there doing it, I would not be uncomfortable at all. But let me get to the science behind one of the most unique putting strokes in golf history. This is from Golf Digest magazine. Luke Cardinum has written this up in Golf Digest. The most recent, is it the most recent? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is. So it's really cool because I just did an article with Phil Kenyon. So Phil is this amazing putting coach, you know, teaches Scottie Scheffler and Fitzpatrick and all these, you know, top players. He's taught Rory McIlroy, teaches Tommy Fleetwood, just the best
wow.
putting coach maybe in history at this point. And he was telling me during this article just some really interesting findings that he has, that a lot of people have this misconception that when they make a putting stroke, that after they make their backstroke, they need to accelerate really hard through. They need to avoid deceleration by speeding up the putter. And he was saying that in all his research, you know, using all these the latest technology, but that's really not what the best players do. The best players, they accelerate at the start of their backstroke subtly, but then by the time the putter head moves towards the ball, it's really more like falling into the ball.
Yes.
You know, think about it like a car that you press the accelerator down on, and then you take your foot off the gas.
Yes.
That's kind of what the putter head should be doing through the ball. So you're not actively trying to speed it up, if that makes sense. You're just kind of letting it coast into the ball.
Yes.
And that is, you know, the putting stroke I was referring to is Brant Snedeker's pop putting stroke, where he has a really long backswing, really short follow through, and the only way he could have that short follow through is if he, you know, was avoiding that rapid acceleration of the putter head.
Fabulous. That is so wonderful. You just made me feel good about my putting. Well, what about,
that's great to hear.
Yes. Well, what about something that, you know, you've like, I don't know, 20 feet from the hole. What do you do
then?
Yeah,
and so like, it's like Cam Smith, you know, so obviously Open champion, live star right now, and he says that his feeling is that you want to feel like you are like hitting, that you're hitting the ball on your backswing, you know? So it's like your backswing should feel hard, and that's where it feels like the acceleration should happen. But then it's like after you've made that like firmer backswing, then again, you just kind of want to let the putter head fall into the ball, like
right
soft
on.
And smooth, right?
Sliding.
You don't want to be smacking it through the ball, because that's when distance control can get all off. So really, if you're trying to hit a longer putt, like you mentioned, Danielle,
yeah.
All the advice seems to be that it's about making a longer backstroke, not about making a harder hit through the stroke, if that makes sense.
Bravo, bravo. Yes, it does make sense. It makes perfect sense. Thank you. All right, another something that I got out of Golf Digest. And this is Luke Cardinum. And the swing drill that is so simple, it fixes a common backswing problem. You are writing about things that everybody goes through. And that's what I love about you. When I saw all this, I'm like, he's got to be on the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so this one was a drill from Mark Blackburn, who Golf Digest ranked the number one teacher in America. He teaches Justin Rose and Matt Fitzpatrick and a bunch of top players. And he, you know, the video, the drill is from a video of his, which he did with Justin Rose over his kind of off-season boot camp. And basically, it's really simple. You stand with your back to the sun, you know, so it creates a shadow. And then you put three golf balls in the middle of your shadow, one kind of in the middle of your hips, one in the middle of your chest, one in the middle of your head. So they form like a straight line. And basically, you just want to make sure your shadow stays on those golf balls. You know, so if your head's moving a lot, it's obviously you're going to, your shadow's going to move off that top ball. If your hips are moving a lot, same thing. And when I asked Mark about this, like, why is he doing this with Justin? He said it's just an old drill that's been making the rounds, and it's so simple, but it just helps Justin stay really centered during his swing. No swaying back and forth, which is a bit of a consistency killer. So, you know, again, it's one of these, it's I guess you need some sunshine, but that's about the only thing you need, because it's cheap, free, and it's good enough for a tall player. So maybe the rest of us should be doing it too.
It's been raining here for, oh, I don't know, 7-12 weeks. No, not really. But it feels like it. The sun is back out, so we'll all be able to try this one. But, of course, not on the course. You don't want to make people crazy waiting for you to get that shadow right. So just remember to do it someplace, you know, where it's okay to practice.
exactly.
And finally, we have like 2 minutes. You've got to be back on the show soon, okay? This would have been a very strange weekend. Pros trust their weird putting grip.
Yes. So, like, there's all sorts of weird putting grips out there, but the one that really is right now is the claw, which basically grip it normally like you normally would, but then open the palm of your right hand, place it on top of the club, if anyone's not familiar with the claw. And what that does is it reorients your wrist. It makes it harder for it to kind of release, close the club face. It just takes the right hand out of the equation while making it a little more stable. So it's just become a bit of a career saver for a lot of tall pros. And again, maybe something to tinker around with for the rest of us.
Now, this isn't a brand new grip, obviously, right? This has been around for a while.
No, but it's having a moment. It's not a brand new grip at all. You're right, Daniel, but it's having a bit of a moment right now because there's some good science coming out which is explaining why this is kind of, why it's so helpful. And it's because it just kind of limits the hand action, which is where a lot of people can kind of run into trouble and miss putts because of it.
Excellent. Oh, this is fantastic. Now, where can we read all of this and get it? You know, some people get things better if they've read it. Where are we going to find you? What issue?
Absolutely. So, you know, any newsstand, you see Golf Digest, pick it up, look for my name, golfdigest.com. The best place to go. And then, you know, on Instagram, I'm at LKD Golf. So yeah, any question you have, anyone out there, don't hesitate to reach out. I love hearing from you guys.
Oh yeah, see, and you can get your personal question answered by none other than Luke Kerr-Dineen. I'm going to keep trying to say your name correctly.
You said it perfectly. What are you talking about? That was fantastic. Good job.
I'm doing my back something or other. I'm having fun with you. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. And I will have to do this again whenever you can, okay?
Anytime, Danielle, anytime. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Pleasure. And now let's thank the people who make this show possible. Okay, first, we welcome the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round. So important. Okay. Now, a lot of people think I'm going to just, my best ones are in the very beginning and then I get worse. No. Don't think like that. Okay. Warm your body up. If you don't want to touch the club, don't, you know, just do some shoulder movement. Just kind of give your body a chance to get the blood pumping through the joints. So the Newtown Range, it's operated by the KC Nakama Golf Group. It's good golf, good food, good fun. Aloha Power. Aloha Power equipment. Working smarter and faster and easier with our selection of riding and walking mowers. And there are chainsaws and weed whackers and a whole lot more. Get yours at Aloha Power Equipment. Open Monday through Sunday. No, it's Monday through Saturday. They take Sunday off. Evelé next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. And Claude Brusseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea Maui. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2026.